The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm sitting in here with Michael Gray this morning. And we have the honor of speaking with Dan Gendler from Sanchez. Everybody's been to Sanchez. Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Good. So Dan and I have been talking about some of his favorite grilling techniques, and we're talking fish this morning. I love to grill fish, and so we wanted to talk to one of the true masters. And Dan's got a lot of great ideas, and I think maybe salmon is one of those things that some of us really like to grill, but we kind of get our butts kicked on it.
It's one of my favorite. It's a little bit strong for my family, but I cook it for myself. It just goes real well on the grill. It can stand up to the heat. It's full of the good, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, so it's nice and juicy, and it's got enough flavor to stand on its own.
I think most laymen probably know about the cedar plank thing, but I'm guessing you can shed a little light on some advanced tactics. What else can people look at and do out there with salmon on the grill?
Well, there's a couple methods that I use, and most of it's time-based. Yeah, I come home, and I don't cook a lot at Sanchez anymore. I've got a great staff. I teach at GRCC in the culinary department, so I'm not active in the kitchen professionally as much anymore. So when I'm coming home, the family wants food, and you got to do it fast. So I don't take the time to soak the cedar, or sometimes I'll use apple wood or peach wood. We've got a couple of trees that slowly die, and you cut that wood and throw it on the grill. Let it burn. You just don't put it under the fish. And so that's one technique I use to impart a lot of great flavor. And the other thing is just a simple piece of foil. You know, let the skin, don't oil the foil, don't spray the foil, just stick the fish right on the foil, let the skin burn to it, and then when you take it off, you just pull it off, leave the skin behind, because my family doesn't like the skin, they don't want that near the fish. So that's a kind of a neat technique. If you need to flip it, if you've got your grill too hot, you can still pull off the foil and flip it and grill it too.
So what's the benefit of using the foil then?
It keeps it from burning up, number one, and again, simple flavors. I don't like to kill it with a lot of different sauces and things like that. I make a real simple, what they call compound butter or maitre d' butter. It's just garlic, parsley, whatever fresh herbs are in the garden, fresh garlic, lemon juice, and cut the butter with about 50-50 olive oil, good extra virgin olive oil. And what happens is you put that on top of the fish and let it melt over as it's cooking. And then it just drips down onto the foil, doesn't flame up when it hits a flame. So you kind of are almost sautéing / grilling. You add the smoke of the wood that's kind of off the corner somewhere burning away, and you just get some really great flavor combinations, and you don't kill the fish.
So you actually put your wood right on the grill?
Yeah, because I don't have time to soak it, so it's going to catch fire. But if you got a big enough surface and grill and the fire's going off in the corner, it doesn't matter. It just adds that smokiness to it.
And what kind of grill do you use that for?
Because of ease, I used to use the old charcoal Weber, but because of time, we got a gas Weber now. And don't get it too hot. You know, you don't want that protein to shrink up when it hits the flame. Nice medium high heat. If you go too hot, that flesh will shrink up on the bottom and it won't cook through. And keep that salmon medium rare. That's the key.
Now, some grills, some gas grills actually are built to allow you to have the wood on the surface. You don't find any problem with you've got just kind of a basic Weber, and you can throw the wood on there. What do you do then with the ash from the wood? How do you take
care of that? If the ash itself is just let burn off. If the wood does get a little bit out of control, you got a little container of water or something, just hit it. Let the steam come off the wood and let it smoke at that point. But, you know, as long as it's off the side, the ash does kind of go off up in the air or whatever off the side. Don't close the lid too soon so that the ash falls back down on the fish. So I guess there is a little bit of a trick to it. But, just let it burn up. And then once you're done cooking, if the wood is on fire or burning, it's like cooking over an open fire, you just douse a little water, let it cool down, leave it in the grill. It'll dry out while the grill cools down. You're ready for the next time.
So Grilling Guys, we're talking to Chef Dan Gendler from legendary Tapas Bistro Sanchez. I mean, it is. I'm not overstating that. How much of what you do at a Cuban-based restaurant, all the big, big flavors at Sanchez, on your own time, do you run home and grill a plain burger with salt and pepper to get away from it? Or are you taking from some of that you use at the restaurant and using that at home as well?
We get so much of it at Sanchez, and because we are able to enjoy it freely, you know, we're there a couple times this week, that I don't cook it that much at home. I will. In fact, that's funny you mentioned that. Split a whole strip loin with my parents last week. They took the good side. I took the vein steak side. I ground it, and we had New York strip burgers on the grill, plain and simple. It's a beautiful thing.
It's pretty hard to get away from.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you know, and those are the flavors my family likes. They love to go to Sanchez and have the Spanish flair, the garlic, the saffron, you name it. But, you know, you got to have variety.
So back to the salmon. For people that really like salmon, like very often the guys will catch salmon. They want to bring it home. But like your family, yeah, the wife or the kids, maybe they don't like it so much. How can the average griller out there take a piece of salmon and tame it? What can he do to bring some of that strong fish flavor that salmon's notorious for? How can he get that out?
Well, the key is, you know, if it's fishy, more than likely it's not fresh. I mean, if you get a really nice fresh piece of salmon, you're not going to have as much as that of that fishy flavor to begin with. There's a chef at CC, and I love to quote him. He says, you don't pick up a piece of chicken and say, ooh, that smells chickeny. It smells bad if it's rotten. And so fish shouldn't smell fishy either. So that's part of the battle right there. Make sure it's fresh. The other thing is that's part of the reason why I use that compound butter that I use. Because by the time the smoke with the wood, the olive oil, the lemon, any of the fresh herbs, chives, what I grab out of the garden, and the whole butter starts getting on that fish and melting through it, it tastes, oh, and the garlic, don't forget the garlic, it tames that fishiness right away.
Go ahead.
Man, I'm getting hungry. You know, that makes me think of something that I might want to have with that salmon, like a nice cold beer. What would you pair that up with?
I really like the Bell's Oberon. I mean, it bridges a gap between a nice hoppy ale and the light beer that the wife likes. So it's one of the few beers that we come together on. And then, you know, the classic serve with that is orange. And there's nothing better than a slice of fresh orange juice, that wheat beer, and the salmon.
Boy, I got it.
Yeah, it's great.
So if you wanted to really dress your salmon up when you serve it, you could have a little orange peel or some little curled sliced orange on top. And
absolutely.
And one in your Oberon.
And that's what's nice about that compound butter. You know, sub out lemon juice for orange, or vice versa, orange juice for lemon juice. And yeah, throw some lemon zest or orange zest on there. It's a great pairing.
Well, that sounds like a perfect date night on the deck to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And then don't forget, you know, wrap some fresh veggies or some potatoes in foil and throw them on there and grill that up with the whole, make it a whole package.
So if you're doing salmon, you could do, what kind of veggie would you like to do with that?
Again, my wife, you know, always goes back to the woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she likes asparagus. Sea salt, again, a little olive oil, pepper, and keep it simple. Wrap it in foil. Hit it hot on the grill so that it kind of caramelizes on one side. The bag puffs up. It steams. You know it's done. It's really fast and easy. And then red skin potatoes, same thing. And whatever you want to put on there. Actually, sometimes we throw some barbecue sauce with that, just to kind of bring out the tanginess. It goes good with the salmon too.
So how long is that salmon going to stay on, and what kind of temperature are you looking at?
Again, medium high. Don't, especially if it's a nice thick a piece, you don't necessarily have to flip it if you cook it slow enough. Let it just come up to temperature slowly. I would say, you know, depending on how thick it is, somewhere between 10-15 minutes.
And that means the lid down on the grill?
Yeah, usually lid down. I mean, a lot of times guys like to do lid up, and that's fine, but when you've got a thick piece of salmon, you kind of got to capture some of that heat. Let it cook from the top down.
That's right, because we always say if you're looking, you're not cooking.
Right. Yep, and don't keep peeking either. Just let it go a good 10 minutes or so. Get it medium rare.
Talking here to Chef Dan Gendler from Sanchez about salmon and the beers that go with salmon and citrus, and I've got one question that I want to get to, and it wouldn't matter what recipe you brought to the table this morning. I've been to Sanchez. I used to work in that building. I was actually on the second floor. They knew me sight unseen, came down, set a price. They had my beverage of choice waiting for me, and that is my question for you, is how is it you're not in rehab considering the sangria in that place? That goes with everything. I've had it with everything on the menu, fish or not.
Well, how do you know I'm not? No.
Well, I guess that's my question. Can you recommend a good place? I may need it.
No. No, you got to stay busy. I don't think I could afford to go near that much and be able to run an operation like that and,
no, you
and
could
take
not.
Care of a family. So it really is, it's the task at hand that keeps me on the straight and narrow.
That's fantastic advice, man. Thanks for bringing the knowledge.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dan. We appreciate you coming down here today and sharing those little secrets with us.
Very much my pleasure, and appreciate you having me on the show.
All right. In the next hour, we've got Dave Braganini coming in from St. Julian's Winery in Pawpaw, and he's going to share some awesome wine secrets with us and make you guys come home like Romeo with the right product for the wife.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.